Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
I'm in a closet right now.
Should come out of the closet. It's okay.
I like it in here, though.
It's safer.
So thank you. But thank you for the affirmation
support
that I could if I wanted to.
I'm not going to make you.
How are you doing?
Good, man. How's spring break?
It's nice. I am overlooking a newly set sky sunset. It's kind of orange and yellowish out in the distance behind some palm trees.
Nice.
I could probably turn this around and you can see it. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's darker where you are.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we must be further east.
Must be. I might grab something.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
Ah.
You see all of these?
I see it's a game box. I can't see what it is. Is it Larkana? Oh, yeah. Nice. What kind of game box did you get?
I don't know, just one off Amazon.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah. It's nothing too special, but it holds everything, which is nice. So
we're actually in the market for a couple. I'm probably gonna be looking for a game box for my Star Wars Unlimited cards, which was the game that I was playing last week, Thursday. That's when Star Wars League is on Thursday nights from 6 until 8, I think it is. And that was when I lost track of time last week.
Do we need to change days?
No, because I'll be home by 8:15. Every week. It was just we talked longer.
Well, I'm just saying that way you don't have to rush home or anything.
It was the first week and there was a lot of people just excited learning about the new game and the new league system for it and all that. So
Well, if we need to adjust, just let me know. So
yeah, I will. But yeah, it's as far as the I'm not 100% sure, but as far as the gameplay and the ability to just pick it up and have fun, I think it's better than Lorcana. But Lorcana is, I mean, it's just a little bit different. It's more like I play a card, you play a card, and then I play a card, you play a card sort of thing. Instead of Lorcana, you get a whole turn. You get to spend all of your ink, essentially, in a turn. Whereas in Star Wars, you get to do one thing at a time, whether it's play a card or attack. And the whole thing is you're attacking the other person's base. And instead of like attacking players and trying to score points, you're trying to take the other person's base out, which has normally around 30 defense abilities. So you get to, you're hitting it, two or three at a time, essentially. And then there's, all the mechanics with protecting it and all that in place as well with specific cards and things. And then there's like a light side and a dark side starter deck that they give you. So it's like Luke Skywalker's team against Darth Vader's team. And they're like the leaders.
Sure.
And so the leader always gives you some sort of strength or special ability. But then it's really interesting because like the first game I played last week, I was playing against the dark side and I was Luke's team. And like there were things that happened in our game that actually happened in the original trilogy, like Darth Vader killed
Okay.
Obi-Wan. Like
Yeah.
his Darth Vader character killed my Obi-Wan character. And it was just like so cool how, like, kind of intentionally they put it in that, in a way they make it so that Darth Vader is a little bit stronger than Obi-Wan and like interesting, like things like that.
Yep.
I think it'll be fun. So, and it'll be something that like I like to have a couple things that I just kind of do on my own. So like Lurkhana is fun, but like if I'm always with Katie and Vivian doing it, I don't really get my own like experience, and sometimes that's fun to have those
Sure.
things.
Yep.
So I think Star Wars will be that, but then I'll have multiple decks. Like I've always got the Empire deck and the Rebel deck. So like Katie can always play me, and she's interested in playing, and she likes playing card games.
Sure.
But
Interesting.
that's not why we're here tonight, Caleb. We're not here to
That's
talk
not,
about card games.
I mean, unless it's on your list.
No, it's not. In
Okay.
fact, so I kind of had some self exploration and self discovery about me
In board games?
thinking about board games and thinking about how much I like them. And I came to the realization that I don't like board games as much as card games.
Okay. Yep, I can see
So yeah.
that. I could
What
see
about
that.
you?
Okay.
What's your history with board games?
It kind of ebbs and flows. I noticed when I was thinking about it, I was like, man, with Reese being little, we're playing a lot of easy, simpler kid board games, with Jameson, we're playing a little more advanced. So, it just kind of has moved all throughout. As a family, like growing up, we played quite a bit of board games, but we didn't play like a ton of different board games. We played like the same three or four board games over and over and over and over. And I tend to find that a little bit with being a parent, that's kind of the way we've fallen into it. But we've expanded for sure. But yeah, I mean, I love to play board games. I'm not necessarily one that likes to play board games that take a long time or are super advanced. Like an hour and a half is good for a board game. I know people that play board games, they're 4 hours, 5 hours. That's a lot. That's a bit, that's a big time commitment. So usually most of the games I like are simple but fun. Can take a while or can be short depending on how long you want to play and that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Cool.
So
Well,
more of
hey,
a card player, you're saying, huh?
one second here, though. My
Yeah.
microphone is my microphone jumped over to my AirPods. I think my this doesn't mess up the
Oh, you
recording. It
sounded
still
different now
says
all of a
it's
sudden.
recording, so I might have. Yeah, it should sound better now. My main microphone unplugged. I think while we were moving, or while I was moving something around,
Got it.
we should still be good though. It says it's still recording. But yeah, you asked me about how I was, how I play board games and what my history was. Is that what
Yeah.
you're just getting
Yep.
to? I mean, I'd say pretty typical middle American family, played a lot of board games growing up. And again, into this self-realization, I feel like my family probably played more card games, and probably
Yep.
to that same reasoning you were saying. It was just like a lot of times card games just don't take as much time, and
Right.
families,
Yep.
especially, family, I had two older sisters and lots of foster kids behind me in my family. And so a lot of, we didn't have a lot of spare time. So like if we were, on vacation or on the weekends or on a holiday, then we would play some games, and normally would gravitate towards card games. But definitely played a lot of board games as well. But a lot of times in our family, being that you were a part of a large family, and not only did I have, two sisters and a bunch of foster siblings, and adopted, siblings as well. Like in our house, it was just like, if you were playing board games, you were always playing with a board game set that was missing most, if
Sure.
not all of the
All the
parts. And
pieces.
so like you were always playing some sort of modified version of the original version because you didn't have all the money, or you didn't have all the tokens or
Yeah.
whatever, or the blue team only had two tokens, and so like you had to figure something out, to remedy those situations. But always
Right.
loved playing board games. But yeah. So anyway, so the realization is that we have to also do a card game top five. So
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be a good
put it
one.
on the list. And so, maybe we can do it next week, but we could talk about that later and some housekeeping later on.
Yeah, for sure.
But well, yeah, I think that's a good precursor, unless you got anything else you want to add to it before we jump into our high fives.
No. Nope. I'm
Okay.
good. I
Okay.
had some honorable mentions. I'm assuming you had too.
Yeah, I got some honorable mentions. You want to do yours first?
Sure. Yeah. So my number one honorable mention is Candyland.
Yep.
Or I guess it's number eight, I should say. So Candyland, played it a ton, both as a kid, but with my kids a lot. Reese loves Candyland. We play a lot of Candyland still to this day. So Candyland's in there. Chess, love to play a game of chess. Me and Jameson play chess a lot on his. He has a Lego Harry Potter chess set that we play on.
Nice.
And then this is another game that we were introduced and play with you guys is Secret Hitler. This is
Yes.
number six. Is a great fun board game to play for sure. So
Yep.
good group game.
Okay. Nice. Yep. Great games. I love all those. All right. So I have four honorable mentions.
Okay.
And I'll just start at the top here. They're not in any particular order, except for maybe the last one. It was one that just barely got nudged out of my top five. But my number nine, I guess I'd call it, is Star Wars Outer Rim. This is a board game. This is one of those board games that's got like a lot of pieces and a lot of parts and a lot of rules. It's a little convoluted. And so I love this game, but Katie and Vivian don't like
Hate
this game, and so I never get to
it.
play it. I've got I've
Sure.
actually only probably played it two or three times, I think.
Okay.
But I got it as a present. It was one that I had asked for and had wanted for a while. And yeah, that's a Star Wars Outer Rim.
Does it take a long time to play? Is that why they don't like it, or?
Yeah, it probably takes about an hour to play a game, I guess.
Oh,
But
it's not too
again,
bad.
it's one of those that, like, I think if you played it more, you could probably knock out a game in a half hour, 45
Sure.
minutes.
Okay.
But yeah. My
Interesting.
next honorable mention is Wordle. So this is based on, the New York Times, online daily game. But we actually found a board game version of it, and this is one that's been getting a lot of play in our house lately.
Nice.
And then another one, this would be my number seven, is Plunder. This is along the lines of the Star Wars game, but it's with pirates. So
Okay.
everyone has a pirate ship, and you can put all these
Oh,
little
yeah.
cannons on it, and you can put bigger sails and masts on it to make it so your ship can go further per turn. And like, it's a bunch of rules, but it's fun because it's a pirate game. So that was my number seven. And then my number six, and this is the one that barely landed outside my top five, is the game Clue.
Ooh,
Clue
yep.
is just kind of, oh, I've always played it. I'm really good at it. Katie and Vivian, for the longest time, wouldn't play with me because they could never beat me. I'm just very good at mixing, obviously, like the process of elimination of characters, but then also reading other players and what they're doing and what they're guessing.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of good at both of those things, and so I always do well at this game. So yeah, that was my last number
Just
six.
knocked
So
out, huh?
yep.
Okay.
So yeah. So
Awesome.
yeah. I'd say go ahead with your number five.
Okay, so my number five is Monopoly, both Monopoly and Monopoly Junior.
Yep.
We've been playing. I had never played Monopoly Junior until like a few months ago. Reese got a Bluey Monopoly Junior, and we've been playing that like crazy.
Nice.
Nice part is Monopoly Junior takes maybe 20 minutes. So,
Okay. Yep.
Monopoly is a multiplayer economic themed board game in which players roll the dice to move around the board and trade and collect properties. You can put houses and hotels on your properties as well. The game originally was based off of Atlantic City, New Jersey, except for Marvin Gardens and Ventura, which is in another
Oh,
spot
so
in
the
New Jersey.
names were
So,
based on it. Okay,
yeah, the
interesting.
locations. Yep.
Nice. Yeah.
Which I didn't know until, doing a
Yeah.
little more research into
Makes
Monopoly.
sense.
But yeah, but no, I love Monopoly. This is w probably the only game that I play that takes a can take a decent amount of
Yeah.
time.
Yep.
But I grew up playing Monopoly. We've had, different kinds of Monopoly. Like I think we have a Pokemon Monopoly, and so there's all the varieties of Monopolies. That's kind of fun too.
Yeah.
But yeah, just have always enjoyed a fun game of Monopoly. Like the strategy, like I like to win. I feel like I can win Monopoly quite often. So
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah,
This is
Monopoly.
another one of those that does not get played in the house very often because they can't beat me, so they
Yeah,
don't like to play
and we
it.
don't play it a ton either, other than the junior Monopoly, but regular
Yeah.
Monopoly, it's been a while since we played, but
Yeah.
it's always fun. So you just gotta,
Yeah.
carve out a few hours to play.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. And this game is probably case in point my story as a child of never having all
missing
the parts
pieces.
to Monopoly. So you'd always be playing some modified version of it because you didn't have any money or something.
Or no pieces or no hotels or anything. So yeah.
So cool. That's your number five. All
Yep.
right. My number five is Carcassonne.
Okay.
This is one that's actually, of all the board games, it's probably getting the most play in our house right now. For whatever reason, this is one we've owned for probably a year, but we've played other people's versions of it for years, and then finally got around to getting our own copy of it. But Carcassonne is a strategic tile placement game where players build a medieval landscape by placing tiles depicting cities, roads, fields, and monasteries. Players deploy their followers on these tiles to score points, aiming to outmaneuver their opponents through strategic placement and tile selection. So this is kind of like one of those risk type games where you're trying to, claim all the land, claim all the things, and have more property than the other teams. This is a more of a approachable version of that type of game, and it's great with kids. Kids grasp it so well, and it's a fun game for adults. And there's so many ways to win, and so there's no way to there's no obviously there's techniques that you can use to do well every time, but there's no way, like, there's too much luck involved. There's no way to ensure victory every time, and so that's why I think that's why everybody in our family likes to play it so much. So
Got it.
that's my number five.
Cool. All right, my number four is Trivial Pursuit, not just like one particular, but like a bunch of different Trivial Pursuits.
Yep.
So Trivial Pursuit is a board game in which winning is determined by a player's ability to answer trivia and pop culture questions. Players move their pieces around the board. The squares they land on determine which subject the question is asked. Each correct answer allows a player's turn to continue, so on and so forth. So basically, you got to collect pieces, and once you've collected all the wedges, the first person to do that wins. So Trivial Pursuit was huge when I was growing up. It was and still is. It's my family's probably favorite game. If we play a board game, most likely we're going to play some sort of Trivial Pursuit.
Nice.
Whether it's an older one or we have Disney Trivial Pursuit, we have I don't even know. There's so many that we've collected throughout the years. But my family's always been big into trivia and question games and quizzes and things like that. So yeah, we've played this game a ton. Like I said, if my family gets together long enough, usually Trivial Pursuit will come out, and my older brother always says he's gonna win, even though, he doesn't always. So,
Yeah,
but yeah, we always love Trivial Pursuit.
that's one that's popular in Katie's family, and if you were to ask Katie her top five, it would probably land in her top five.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's Katie's parents have this version of Trivial Pursuit that was probably made in 1980, and so they and that's the only version they own, of
Is it blue?
course. I think it is.
Yeah, we have
I
that
think it
one.
is.
It's an old
And
one. Oh,
so,
it's
like,
all old questions.
yeah,
Yeah.
so we don't, I
Yeah.
mean, we know some because we followed
Sure.
along in,
But
social
it's a lot
studies
harder.
in history class. But yeah, it's a lot harder for us than it is for
Yeah.
George and Laura, who lived
Yeah.
that era.
Yeah.
But yeah, popular in the Morstadt house. And I would never complain. Like, if someone pulled out Trivial Pursuit, I'll never complain about it. I like
Sure.
trivia. We go to
Yeah.
trivia nights and stuff like that, but that's more of Katie's wheelhouse. Trivia
Yeah.
was never a big thing in my family growing up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool. All right, my number four is Settlers of Catan.
I wonder if that was going to make the list.
Yeah, I mean, we don't play it a lot now, but probably of all the games, it's hard to say because we didn't discover this game until we were adults.
Sure.
But it probably of the time that I've known about each game, this probably has been played the most.
Okay.
So yeah, Settlers of Catan is a multiplayer strategy board game where players collect and trade resources like wood, grain, brick, sheep, and ore to build roads, settlements, and cities on the island of Catan. The goal is to earn victory points through various means, including construction, achieving certain accomplishments, and holding the largest army or longest road, with the first player to reach a set number of points declared the winner. So, it's another strategic, map-based game where you're trying to not necessarily take over the world, but like be the most successful at industry, basically.
Yeah,
Industry
sure.
and commerce and trading and bartering and all that kind of stuff. It takes some manipulation of other players at times. And so, like, I never really loved this game because it was just like, people just trying to trick each other into
Sure.
trading too much wood for some ore and, forcing people to trade with you because they can't trade with anybody else. And it's just like, I never really liked it because of the way it made me feel in the situations like that. But it was always
Yeah.
a really good strategic game. And as long as you weren't playing with like super like dirty and cutthroat people, it was always a fun game to play.
Yeah. Is that does that take long to play? I've never actually played it, but I mean, I've heard of it, I just never played it.
You could probably get through a game in about an hour, I would
Okay,
guess.
so not terrible.
Maybe a little bit longer the first time you play it, just learning the rules, I
Yeah.
think. But I think it's an hour to maybe a little bit under an hour once you get, you learn it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm
And there
noticing you
are,
like a lot of strategy games, huh?
yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't like games. Like, one of my least favorite games. I shouldn't say it's my least favorite games. I do love it because I play it with family and, I like to win it, but I suck at it. It's because it's just a luck. So much of it's based on luck. Is we play Skipbo, the card game Skipbo,
Oh, yeah, sure.
and I'll go like all weekend and not win a game. I'm just like the most unlucky player at that game. And like, yes, there is technique, but there's not that much technique. A lot of it
Yeah,
just is
it's about what
dumb
you
luck.
draw.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
yeah.
And then like, I'm not a super dirty player, but sometimes you have to be a super dirty player. And so, but yeah. Anyway, that's a card game. We're talking about board
Yep,
games.
it's all right. It's fine.
So yeah, Settlers of Catan is my number four. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so my number three was
Yep.
introduced to this game by you and your family, and that's Hues and Clues.
Yes.
Hues and Clues is an award-winning, vibrant game of colorful communications where players are challenged to make connections to colors with words. Since everyone's imagines colors differently, connecting colors and clues has never been so much fun. Yeah, I just love this game. It's a fun game. Really anyone can play it.
Yeah.
All ages. And I like trying to come up with clever clues when you're the one giving the clues.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to try to think about, when someone is describing a color, what how it can differ from one player to the next.
Yeah.
It's just fun to see that. And I don't know, we always seem to get good laughs and have fun and enjoy the game. It's just,
Yeah.
and it's, I mean, it's not a long, difficult game. It's just fun,
Yeah.
enjoyable. So yeah, I love that game.
Yeah, I think, yeah, just the fact that the kids can enjoy it as much, if not more, than the adults.
Yeah.
And yeah. And
It's one of
yeah,
those
it's
few
like,
games where it's like all ages can have a lot of fun with it, you know?
yeah. Yep. A lot of sports team colors, a lot of fruit colors and shades of grass and lavenders. Yep. Great game. Yep. That did not make it was in my first list, but did not make the short list. But great game. Like again, one of those that people it gets taken out and you're like, yeah, this will be fun. Yep. Cool. All right. My number three is Scrabble.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
I don't
so
even.
I played Scrabble all growing up. It was kind of like me and my mom and my two sisters' game. My dad never really played it. My dad was always just kind of a card game guy. But my mom and me and my two sisters would play Scrabble all the time. We always had a deluxe version of the game, where it's got the elevated platform with the swivel and the fancy trays and stuff, just because we played it so much, we had to have a good version of it. And so we have a deluxe version of it as well in our house. We haven't played it so much since Vivian has been born. But now I think she's about to the point now where she could hold her own. I've caught her. Or I've witnessed her like correcting me on spelling at times, or correcting other people. So yeah, I think it'd be a game that Vivian really would get into because she's a detail person like I am. Like when there's a word that's misspelled, it's like an itch. You're like, I gotta fix it. I gotta fix it. That's spelled wrong. So yeah, always played it. Always have had a version of it in my house. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't put. I love Scrabble. Scrabble is such a good game. I can't even believe
Yeah.
I forgot about Scrabble. That's the problem. There's so many games. I
There are
didn't.
so many games. Yeah.
And I haven't played Scrabble in a long time, but I used to, like, me and my buddies in high school, we would play Scrabble all the time. Like, I
Yeah.
was a little bit of a Scrabble nerd. And
Yeah.
Jameson loves to play Scrabble.
Yeah.
He does it on his phone, all
Sure.
the app.
Yep.
He challenges his uncles and
Yep.
grandparents and games and stuff. So yeah. Oh, can't believe I didn't think about Scrabble. I need to redo my
Well,
whole list now because you threw
got
Scrabble up there.
to talk about it still. It was like a
That's a great,
freebie
that's a
for
great. I do love that game. That's a great game for sure. So,
you.
all right. So
Cool.
my number two is a more recent game that I stumbled upon. It's called Stratego, which it's an
Ah.
old game. It's an old game, but I didn't know
Yeah.
about it until we were building our house and we were living with my in-laws and they had this game. And it was a game me and Jameson kind of just fell in love with. So Stratego is a strategy board game for two players on a board of 10 by 10 squares. Each player controls 40 pieces representing individual officers and soldier ranks in the army. The pieces have Napoleonic images. The objective of the game is to either find and capture the opponent's flag or to capture as many pieces of the enemy as possible so they can't move any further. So yeah, it's just been a fun game. Me and Jameson played it a ton when we were at my in-laws during the house being built. And every time we go over there, he brings the game up and says, "Can we play?" And we usually try to
Nice.
get a game in. But it's just a fun game of strategy. Yeah, like I said, I was a newer game to me. I hadn't played it until probably, a couple years ago. So, but we've played it a ton in the last couple years. Me and Jameson play it all the time. He hasn't beaten me
Nice.
yet, but his dream one day is to beat me. So.
Well, I didn't think I knew how to play it until you just described it. And I was like, oh no, I used to play that on our computer a long time ago. Like it was just
Oh, okay.
one of the free
I didn't know it
games
was on
on
the
our
computer.
on a Macintosh way back in
Sure.
like the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vivian, would you like to say hi?
Hi,
We're talking
Viv.
about board games.
Hi.
Are you done
Jameson
playing?
asked me if you guys were doing the podcast. So I went to go check.
What's your favorite
Yeah.
board game?
Ooh. Does Carcassonne count?
Carcassonne counts.
I like
It's
Carcassonne.
nice.
probably Hues and Clues as well.
Using cute.
Hues and Cues, yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
Caleb just had it in his list as well.
No
There's number
one,
three.
you guys don't like to play it with me because it's hard to play with three people.
It's hard to play. It's f more fun with more than three people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have to come over more and play it more.
Yeah, he has to come over more.
Ooh, what
All
about
right.
like Catan?
Catan came,
Haven't
yeah.
played that in a while though, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna get back at it. Bye.
Bye.
All right, where were we? You were just finishing
Number
up
two.
yours. Yeah.
Yep, we're on number
So
two for
my
you.
number two is Ticket to Ride. Ticket to Ride is a railway themed board game where players collect and play matching train cards to claim railway routes on a map. The goal is to connect cities across the map to complete destination ticket for points, with longer routes and completed tickets scoring higher, while uncompleted tickets deduct from the player's score. So again, it's more of just like claiming, it's the whole map thing again, claiming routes. You want to, so you draw these random cards that you can kind of pick and choose which ones you want to accept as routes that you're going to go. But like if you pick up a card, it'll say New York to Los Angeles. Like that's obviously a long route, but it's worth like 20 or 25 points, I think. And if you can connect that route with trains along whatever route it takes to get there, because sometimes you have to like go around other people's routes because you can't
Okay.
obviously share routes. But obviously you can go up and take the northern route through Minnesota and Montana, or you can go south or just right through the, right through the Rust Belt or whatever. Yeah, it's a fun game. It's another one of those games that kids can play it. In fact, we rediscovered that game when Vivian was like 7 years old and she went over to a friend's house and beat the whole family at it without even, playing
Knowing,
it ever before.
sure.
And so she came home and said she loved this game. And we're like, oh yeah, we like that game. And so then we got a version of it. And now it's in our cycle of games that we play. Yep. And it's always a fun one that anybody can win at, really, as long as you kind of understand the few things about it.
I've never heard of that game before.
What? Ticket to Ride?
I've never heard
Oh
that game
my
before.
gosh. All right. Well, we're gonna have to play
No.
that the next time we see you guys.
Yeah, no, I've
And it's
never.
cool because the original version that we know, I don't know if it's the original version. I don't even know if it's an English or an American game. Is like it's the United States map. But then I've seen
Sure.
other versions that are like Europe, or we actually bought the Australian version of it on sale because it was like a clearance
Okay.
version. So there's
Yeah.
an Australian version. And then yeah,
Interesting.
I think there's a world version too, if I know. Yeah, but yeah, it's really cool. So
Okay.
we'll have to
Yeah,
play
never even heard of it before. It's a new one. So.
it. All right.
Okay, so we got number ones, right?
Yep, I think so.
So my number one was already mentioned by you. It was one that fell off of your list. My number one is Clue.
Ah.
Clue is a murder mystery game with 3 to 6 players, depending on the edition. It was created in 1943 by British board designer Anthony Pratt. Anthony E. Pratt. Anyways, I'm with you. I always win Clue, so that's why you and me apparently need to play. I will get all of the, I will have everything before like anyone on the team has one or maybe two.
Yeah.
It drives my family crazy.
Well, and then
My
you're
wife.
probably really good at like deceiving them too, like making
Yep.
everybody
So,
else think that this is the location and this is the weapon
yeah.
when
So
you've already
Tor.
got it figured out.
Yeah. Tori will not play that game with me anymore. Jameson likes to play it with me because he swears one day he'll beat me. Hasn't happened. Reese is obviously still a little too little, so typically it's just we play it a lot when Reese is in bed or whatever.
Yeah.
But I love that game. We have a Harry Potter version right now, which is a little, it's a little different Clue. It has some different tricks and it's a little more complicated than normal Clue is, but it's we usually just play regular Clue with Harry Potter version.
Yeah.
But yeah, just I love Clue. It's great. It's one of my favorite games. I've played it throughout my whole life, but
Yeah.
it's also, it's been a lot of fun to play it as a family for sure. So,
And it's, I think, probably the reason why it was a game that I've played my whole life too, is that like that's one that you don't really lose the parts very easily. It's just some
sure.
cards and a few props, but the props, you could always have
Well, you
stand-ins
don't
for
really need
props.
the props either, you know what I
Exactly.
mean, to play the game, but
Yeah. You just
yeah.
need the cards.
Yep. Yep. Yep, Colonel Mustard. So yeah, I don't know. I really like the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's some there's strategy for sure
Definitely
too.
strategy. Yeah.
But yeah, and
It's a
like I
simple
said,
game, but it's a hard game to like, yeah, it's a it, it there's a lot of minutiae to it for sure.
like you said, there's a lot of reading other players and trying to
Yeah.
figure out what they're thinking and their strategy and how you ask your questions, and there's
Yeah.
even strategies on moving throughout the game, throughout the board, I mean. So yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
It's always just been one of my favorite games. So
Yep. Awesome. I love it. All right. And my number one, and you already mentioned it, was Secret Hitler.
nice.
That's so Secret Hitler, it was originally a Kickstarter game made by the creators of Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity is a game that a card game that we've played a lot of. We have a lot of expansion sets of it, and it's kind of one of those games that's it's just been in our lives for probably the last what would you say 10
10
years at
years
least.
at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really probably as long as we've known each other.
Yep.
Yeah, so Secret Hitler anyway was made by those creators. And it's a social deduction board game set in the 1930s Germany, where players are secretly divided into two teams, liberals and fascists, with one player becoming Hitler. The liberals aim to enact five liberal policies or assassinate Hitler, while the fascists work to pass six fascist policies or elect Hitler as chancellor after three fascist policies have been enacted. So it's basically just a more elaborate version of the game, like what's the mafia? Like thumbs up, seven up mixed with mafia. It's like you're at the beginning of the game, you all close your eyes, Hitler opens his eyes, the rest of his fascist people that are randomly allocated, put their thumbs up. And so Hitler knows who the other Nazis are, but sometimes they don't know who he is based on the number of people. And then the rest of the people have their eyes closed, and their objective is to be the ones that are seeking out Hitler and stopping the fascists. And it's just a game of luck. There's cards that are given to people that basically force your hand to sometimes make you look something like something you're not, even though you're saying you're a fascist or you're saying you're a liberal. Sometimes actions are forced upon you to make other people think you're not. And so it's just a game of arguing and trying to convince other people that you're not something you look like you are, or you are something that you're not. And it's just a game. It can be with the right people. Like it's always a fun game, but with the right people, it's a hysterical game. And I've had like some of the most fun times around a table after kids have gone to bed, where people are just screaming at each other that trying to convince somebody that they're not Hitler or that they are innocent and they aren't fascist. And it's just a brilliant game. Yeah, that's my number one.
It's a great game. It's funny. Your number one was my number six. My number one is your number six.
And barely and barely outside of it as well. So I
For
mean,
sure.
well,
There's definitely a lot of strategy in Secret Hitler, especially if you're a fascist. You got to watch your words, and it
You
definitely
got to be a good
reveals.
politician. You got to
Yeah, it definitely reveals
not.
what friends are good liars and which ones aren't, right?
Exactly.
Who has a good poker
Exactly.
face and who doesn't?
Well, you gotta, yeah, you and I've always fancied myself as someone who is really good at reading the room and really good at reading
Yeah, sure.
people and their energies and all the stuff that they don't necessarily know or even think they're letting off. And so like it's a great game for that kind of stuff where you can kind of read people and
Absolutely.
read people what people are saying, even like things they're not saying, but they look like, you can read their eyes when they're saying it. And yeah,
You
just
ever
a
feel like a lot of times, because I feel like I'm pretty good at reading people too, but like there's been plenty of times where I played that game where I'm like, oh shit, maybe I'm not good at this.
yeah. Oh yeah, and there's been times, oh, and I am not by any means like 100%. There are times when people, a lot of times it's with newer people that, I don't know very well yet. But even sometimes where like Kate, I've been playing with Katie or you or, other people where it's just like, oh my God, they had me. They totally fooled me. And but that's what makes it fun. And that's one thing we've tried to teach Vivian in playing board games and card games and all these other games that we play is like, half the fun is just playing. It's not about like, yes, winning is fun, but these games, the games that we like to play, this just the act of playing the game is fun. And so,
For
yeah.
sure.
She gets so stressed out playing that game. She's like, I don't ever want to be Hitler. It's like Vivian,
Right, right. Yeah.
it's got a bad connotation to a child, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, what last time we played, I think Jameson was Hitler twice, two, three times in a row.
Yeah, and
We
I think
did a lot
Vivian
of we
was
didn't
the
let him
other
be a third
time.
time.
I feel like they were both Nazis the like basically the whole time they
Yeah,
played,
they
the
were
two of them.
So nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's it.
So yeah.
Top five board games. I almost
Board
said video
games.
games. It's not what
Board
I needed to
games.
say.
We did video
No.
games before.
I know.
Yep,
Nice. Well, there they are.
there they are. So what's next? Should we do card games or should we do something else?
We could do card games if you wanted. The other two that I had in mind, which we
I'll
don't have
definitely
to
put it
do,
on the list.
is either your like children's TV show. Or like TV or TV couples,
Ooh,
or we
TV
could do card
couples.
games. I'm fine with whatever.
Let's see. Let's definitely put those on the list.
They're on the list. Card games is in here.
Card games. Okay, so card games is on there. TV couples
And
and
that's
what?
on here. You
And
got it. You're
kids.
there.
What?
Both those are on the list already.
Kids shows are already and TV couples are on there. Okay. Wow, is okay. Sweet. Yeah, so
I'll let
yeah,
you choose.
let's do card games since we're already kind of in that realm and we're excited about card games with Lorcana and Star Wars Unlimited and other things. Let's do that. And then yeah, we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm already starting my list.
Yeah, I am too. I have not physically made the list, but I've definitely
Thinking
been
about it.
jostling those around in my head a little bit. So I'll probably do that as soon as we get off with this.
Nice.
Have you listened to any of our episodes?
Not yet. Well, I listened to the little bit of the first episode that I didn't listen to it on the, you sent it to me edited. So I listened to it just on my computer. Like I didn't like download the episode or anything like that. But Jameson said to me yesterday in the car, he's like, Dad, I want to download him and listen to him. I said, go for it. So I don't think he's done it yet, but he wants to listen to him. So.
Nice. Yeah, Vivian's listened to a couple. Like I'll always like do a test listen where I'll just kind of skim through it. I think I'll just do it on Apple Podcasts app. I have it download in all of like I'll have it download in Apple Podcasts. It automatically downloads in Spotify, and then it automatically downloads in my Overcast app.
Okay.
Which is like the third party podcasting app that I've always used. So I think but I think I always use the Apple one just because I figure that's probably what most people would listen to, all five of our listeners. So I'll just kind of skim through it, like skip ahead 15 minutes and then just make sure that that segment sounded good because if that sounds good and then 5 minutes sounds 5 minute later sounds good as well, then by probably the time in between there also sounds good. But so far I haven't run into any issues. Everything
No
sounds pretty
sponsorships
good.
yet.
No sponsorships yet. There was one oh the episode where I was coughing, that was like the hardest one
Oh,
to edit. But
yeah.
I just basically had to go find that little spike in the audio file every time I coughed and edit my track out during that section. And I think I got all of them. So that was probably the hardest one to edit. But yeah, it's going well. Yeah, and
Keeps you on the toes.
we're getting like 3 or 4 unique listens every episode. And there's like I think just the fourth or fifth one just came out.
Okay.
So it's funny. Just random
Interesting.
people, a couple people from Ann Arbor. So
Yeah, I don't know how
folks,
people fall
I don't
do that.
either.
Like, I don't know how you follow just a random
Random
podcast, but
podcasts,
hey,
but hey, we're
more
glad
power
you
to
guys
you.
are listening. Tell your friends.
We need to get that sponsorship.
Yeah. Or not.
We're just in it for the money.
I
That's all, the
don't.
only reason we're doing
Yeah, we don't need sponsorships. We just need
it.
money. We don't need money. I mean,
We'll take it.
I like money. Yeah, so card games next week. Tell your friends.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I can't record that on Thursday. We're in
Okay.
we'll be traveling back from Tennessee. So
Nice.
we'll be
Nice.
in the car.
Okay. No problem. That'll give me 2 weeks to ponder.
Yep. Cool.
All right. Well, it was good chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. You too, enjoy the rest of your vacation. Are you leaving Friday or when do you guys leave?
Sunday. So
Oh,
early
okay.
Sunday. And
Got it.
there's a chance that I might be staying for a couple of days to work.
Okay.
But that's up in the air at this point. So,
Nice. You guys
yeah.
got down there Monday
I got down
or
here
Sunday?
Monday, later in the day, and then Katie and Vivian got down here about midday on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yep.
How
So,
was meeting the new nephew?
oh my gosh, so cute. Yeah. I like babies. And then I like handing the babies back too. So,
Yeah, I understand. Nice. Good.
all right, buddy.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right.
We'll
See
talk to you
ya.
soon.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.